There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. You know, I've been trying to build the ISIS welcome wagon bag, and I haven't done too badly, but it's been sort of clumsy. So what did they do? They just went out there and built something completely streamlined and beautiful, and that's called the Contact Series. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My next guest, he has an advantage over most people because he is an American by choice. For some of us that get out there and we're born American, sometimes that's sort of like being born with a silver spoon in your mouth because we don't fully appreciate exactly what we are given by birth. And for those that come over here and actually leave everything behind and start over here, we can't even fathom what kind of courage that takes. But my next guest, he's been in the gun scene for a long time. He's trained with the fabled, with the Coopers and all of the, not sure about the rest of them, maybe the Hackathorns. Who knows with this guy? Because he's been here for a bit. He developed a finish that's morphed into a complete gun company. I'm joined again by the founder of Robar Guns, Robbie Barkman. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
How have you been? It's been a bit.
I've been great. Thank you very much.
Now, I live in South Carolina, and I'm sure that you, since we've gotten so much press over this this Charleston church shooting, which was a tragedy, I'm sure you've seen what's going on. Have you seen all the directions they're going in as they attempt to try to attach the blame to anything but the guy that did the shooting? Have you seen all that?
Yes, I have.
Now, in your time, when you were in South Africa and you would see atrocities against humanity compared to this where they're out there saying, well, of course, you know, it's the Confederate battle flag that caused this to happen. It's the hate. Do you look at this and say, there's some Americans in the United States today that are really confused?
I would say that was an understatement, a gross understatement.
Is this the syndrome of being born here and things being so good that we can't really, we don't really know, we have no point of reference like you or lots of other people from Eastern Europe would have when it comes to true tyranny? What is your take on this whole situation and the way the nation is reacting to it and all the things that's being said about it?
Well, you know, I think there's no simple answer, Bill. This is very, very complex. There's a lot going on in America and in the world today. It would seem to me that obviously this guy was not right in the head. It would take a very confused and sick mind to actually stand there and start shooting at people that you actually know. You have to think about this. No sane, clear-thinking person would do something like that. You know, at some point, all of us go, oh, I'd like to kill him. But it's an expression. You don't actually go load your gun and walk out there and kill the guy because you know it's wrong. And I think some of these people have become so delusional that they don't know the difference between right and wrong. But I read a very interesting article yesterday, as a matter of fact, that almost every single one of the people involved in mass shootings have been the product of some kind of drug therapy.
Yep.
So it might be something that we want to look at. again, the guns, there was an incident in Europe this last weekend where a guy drove a vehicle into a crowd of people and killed and injured a bunch of people. Evil is there in some people, and when they become deranged or go over the edge, however you'd like to put it, I think they will act on their fantasies. I think a lot of this is, in their world, nothing more than a video game. I don't think they understand the ramifications of what they're doing.
It's interesting you point out the drug angle, because a lot of people, we've made this connection many times. And here in the United States, and it's my generation's fault, okay? I don't know how old you are. I'm 54. If you emigrated here in the 70s, you have to have
I am going to expect you to treat me with respect and deference.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm a whole lot older than you are.
Okay.
I'm 66, and I'm proud of it.
Very good. And you're still going strong. That encourages me.
I'm just getting started.
My generation, we're the ones that led to this mass medication thing, because apparently we wanted it so easy that, you know, if we had a lot of people, if they had a male child born, there have been instances where they medicate these children at, you know, not even a year old with this classification of drug, which they call it psychotropic or SSRI.
Right.
And we have medicated a huge, huge amount of children, mainly boys, which sort of explains why most of these mass shooters are male, mainly boys. And we're sitting back and we're thinking, and the part about it that just is so disingenuous to me is we know this. In my generation, the teachers that teach math and reading and writing and all that stuff, they also have a PhD in pharmacology and psychology, and they can make an ADD diagnosis of your child merely by looking at him for 3 days. So they recommend to the parent that this, you know, the 5-year-old in kindergarten start being medicated. That type of drug destroys the hemisphere of the brain that is actually in charge of inhibitions. It doesn't destroy it physically. It just gets rid of inhibitions. So the kind of things you're talking about, the impulse where you say, I'd like to kill him, but we don't actually do it, they don't have that anymore.
Right.
And we've embraced that. Most of America sits back and says, I don't mind living around. Actually, I prefer living around people with guns. And yet everybody out there, whenever we have one of these instances, they come clean out of the woodwork while the blood is still dripping off of these poor victims to dance in that blood and call for more gun control. I mean,
well, but that's part of the political agenda. Now we really get to the heart of the matter. Is that this has got, as far as the politicians are concerned, it's got nothing to do with fixing the problem. It's about finding an opportunity or seeing an opportunity to seize more power. And the bottom line is America is at this time and has been since 1913 in a force shift. There are two kinds of shifts, a freedom shift and a force shift. The greatest freedom shift was 1776 when we became independent, and we were truly free. We were truly free. And then, as I told you last time, 1913, along came 1617 and the Federal Reserve, and then there was the Butler versus United States, I think it was in 36, where the Supreme Court changed the General Welfare Clause, and that was the final nail. We have been in a force shift ever since then, and Barack Obama is a product of that. This thing's been building for 70 years. These shootings are just fuel for the fire. They are just fuel for the fire. They don't care what caused these people to do this. What they see is an opportunity to throw more wood on the fire. I absolutely believe that.
I know that one of the Joshes, I can't remember which one, there's two Joshes, there's the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence and the Violence Policy Center. I don't know which one of them said it, but one of them admitted that in order for the progressive agenda to go forward, America has to be disarmed. Do you think that's, I mean, I believe that. What do you think?
It won't happen without it. See, here's the thing.
Hang on. I just looked at the clock. We're coming into a break.
Okay.
Coming into a break, I will allow you to expand on that. I'll re-ask the question.
Okay.
You can find Robbie Barkman's company at robarguns.com. You can find the collision of 21st century technology with a old world craftsmanship approach. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Whether it is the DC-3 or the Scorpion line or the Contact series or their first generation, it doesn't matter. Same lifetime warranty, same high degree of innovation, same I've never seen that kind of thing before element in place. Go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Robar Guns is the founder of Robar Guns, Robbie Barkman. I just asked him a question, which I'm going to re-ask. It's been said, Robbie, that in order for the progressive agenda, read that to be socialist slash then segue into communist, in order for this to proliferate and go forward, we're going to have to disarm America. What do you think about that?
That would absolutely be their goal, and I can tell you it's not going to happen. And the reason I believe that is that I believe people that are hard left are hard left, and you're not going to change their minds. I believe people that are hard right are hard right, and you're not going to change their minds. But I believe the majority of Americans in the middle, who unfortunately are not involved and who are also the majority of the gun owners, are the people that are going to become very involved at any time that this government moves to try and take their guns away. And you need to think about the fact that, in actual fact, just between the states of Ohio and Pennsylvania, there are more gun owners that go out in the field hunting every year than the whole military of the United States of America put together. That's two states.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be able to take the gun. So what's going to happen is they're going to have to try the move to get the people to wake up and to react. And I guess that if that happens, it's going to turn really, really ugly. I think politicians know it, and I think they better damn well believe it.
You know, one thing I look at is like we in Colorado, we had an instance where the Colorado Senate, controlled by the Democrats, decided to not listen, consciously decided to not listen to their constituents so they could pass their gun control law. And then and it turns out in that particular recall event, according to one of the grassroots organizers, they were outspent 22-1. Despite all the money that was poured in on the anti-gun side, the people of Colorado shook them to their core and got rid of three of those state senators. Two by recall, one by threat of recall. She resigned. Now we're looking at New York. We looked at Connecticut. We know in Connecticut they got gun registration. 85% of the gun owners said nope, and they're just not doing. They can't do anything about it.
Right.
They defied them. In New York, it just came out yesterday out of the SAFE Act. Only 4.5% of the projected, according to the NSSF, probable number of guns that they classified as quote unquote assault weapons have been registered. And the government is sitting around saying, we passed the law. What's going on? Why aren't they doing it? And that's really, truly what would happen, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't even have to be a violent thing unless they try to go violent about it.
Bill, what part of we, the people, have the American people forgotten? Especially the progressives. This country is about we the people. It's not about the government. They don't own us. They're not our bosses. They work for us. We pay them with our taxes. They're supposed to be there to represent us and not lord it over us. We've been through that. We've already been through that exercise. It didn't work.
Right.
And it's not what America is about. It's about we the people. And it's time that Americans, everyday Americans, more of them, woke up to that fact. The government's not in charge. We the people are. And exactly what you said about Colorado is a perfect example of where we the people took back control. But the problem is we don't do it often enough, which is why we have people in both Congress and the Senate right now that just do whatever they want. They don't listen to us. I can give you examples of my very own senators and congressmen who I've written to specifically and explained to them why particular laws are a bad idea because I've actually experienced those things. They completely ignore you. Then when elections come up, they come running in my office here and all sweet and smiley and tell me how they're going to change Washington and please give them a check. And I tell them no, because I can't trust you. You did not listen.
Do they really do that?
Yes, sir. I have had almost every one of the major politicians here in my office looking for me.
That really doesn't surprise me. But I would look. Could you, like, put a webcam up or something and film those and just release those to show how it's done? Because, You know, one of the problems we have here in the United States is if somebody out here, like, I'm going to give you a candid opinion, okay? Everybody in my state thinks Nikki Haley is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I think she's a political lightweight. And it doesn't matter, though, what I think, because everybody, if they get in the presence of Nikki Haley, they're just sitting there and their hands are together, and it's literally, to me, it's almost biblical the way they're looking at her. I look at these people as disappointments in the making, because they're people. I mean, when you look at a politician, do you see a celebrity? Do you see Bruce Lee? Or do you see a guy that is very likely susceptible to that seductive mistress of power?
You mean like Michael Moore?
Yeah, I like that.
The guy who's a multimillionaire, but he's not one of the 1%?
Yes. Yes.
That guy?
Yeah, him.
Okay.
Him and...
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we were on the same page.
Yeah.
What you were saying.
Yeah, we're on the same page as far as that goes, yeah. But, I mean, as far as that goes, I mean, when you look at these people, I mean, I look at politicians as a temporary measure. I certainly don't get back there and go, oh my gosh, look, here we, can I get a picture? I couldn't care less. I'd rather pose with you and Freddie Blish. I would do that in a heartbeat before I would pose with, there may be a couple. I wouldn't mind posing with a couple of people, but I mean, that's it. The majority of them I just think of as hacks.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, I mean.
I think that's part of our problem. You know, if you look at the pool of people that we get to choose from, we don't have a whole lot of choice. We are not choosing the person that we believe will be the best person for us. We are choosing, in most cases, the person we believe will do the least amount of damage.
Right. Right. The lesser of two evils, which I've spoken to these guys, and I've told them, hey, look, guys, you guys are in a performance-based profession now. If you would throw, and I'll... Well, I don't have enough time. We're going to talk about this when we get back. I'd like to get your opinion on this as well, simply because I love your viewpoint. Robar Guns. You can send your gun there and get it refinished. You can get it reworked. You can get it completely rebuilt. They have some treatments like with the shotguns. I believe they call that the Hammer of God treatment, which that's intriguing in and of itself, just to have a shotgun there. And I've got one there right now. I've got a Glock 19 there right now. Very shortly, I'm going to have the Poly AR showing you what Robar Guns is. That's all coming up soon. Right now, I'm talking to the boss, though. I'm talking to the founder. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoVite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoVite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Home of a lifetime warranty on a Kydex holster, which is sort of unheard of. That's probably because their Kydex, they use such a thick gauge of it that the two that I know of that have actually been turned in for the lifetime warranty, one was Abrams tank rolled over it, and the other one was point blank on top of an IED, as it was also attached to a thigh rig. And the holsters had to be turned in for warranty, but they got a new one out of it. I don't know anything about the, not trying to make light of the fact about the IED, don't know anything about that trooper who tested the warranty, but check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is a man that learned freedom as an acquired taste. This is a man that comes from somewhere where it's light years different from where he is today, and he loves where he is today, and he looks at the rest of us that were born here, except for a few examples. He knows a few examples, but America at large, he looks at you and scratches his head. And this is Robbie Barkman, the founder of Robar Guns. Have you seen that thing that, have you seen the whole, one of the things about the First Amendment is I've always thought the Second Amendment is really, that's the one that we guarantee the most, is the First Amendment. But the Second Amendment, have you seen what happened with Reason Magazine?
No, refresh my memory. I don't believe so.
In Reason Magazine, they wrote an article about a guy who created a website where you could buy illegal drugs on the web. Okay?
Okay.
They caught that guy. They put him on trial. They found him guilty And then they sentenced him to life in prison for the crime of creating a website. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, Reason Magazine wrote about this, and in the comments section below the article, like you see on every website where they have any sort of article or opinion piece, the comments were calling for the death or shooting or wood chipper insertion of the judge. And the feds came at Reason Magazine with a subpoena and a gag order to where the guys at Reason Magazine could not talk about this. They couldn't even talk about this amongst themselves. Reason published the subpoena, but now Reason.com, which is I find it to be a fairly non-biased website, which I prefer non-biased to any leanings left or right, because I may want to, you know, somebody that's good today may be bad tomorrow. That I find, you know, the chill that is coming out over this is somewhat, it's palatable. And I look at that and I say, this is another attack on the Constitution. And while it's not an attack on in the industry in which you and I occupy, this still concerns me a great deal. Now, the people at Reason obviously are not like the people of Colorado or the people of New York defying the SAFE Act, because there's really nothing they could have done to them besides get them in a court of law and make their lives sort of difficult that could have come out of it. But this is what I would expect from the sheep. You know, the sheep, oh, they're saying we're bad.
Well, I would put it to you that the whole Bill of Rights is under attack.
I would agree.
I would say all 10 of the amendments under attack.
Well, except with criminals. You know, criminals don't have to register guns or get permits because that would violate their Fifth Amendment. They are very heavily protected by Amendment number 5.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you mentioned the First Amendment, and if you really think about it, I mean, what are the things in the First Amendment? It's freedom of speech, religion, the Bill of Rights, you know, the right to bear arms, trial by jury, and a bunch of others. But if you look at the First Amendment, where the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion, it doesn't matter which religion you are. If you're one of the Judeo-Christian religions, you are under attack in this country right now.
Oh, yeah.
Including by the government, the one institution that should be protecting that. And again, we have a government that is failing the people. And I, again, believe this is absolutely by design. This is not an accident.
Well, I also agree with. The only thing about it, I'm just waiting for critical mass, you know, and I'm wondering where that's going to be.
Absolutely. You know, it happened once before. I believe in 1776 there was a little bit of a brouhaha over some taxes and stuff, and people got a little bent out of shape. No, it's really interesting. Do you know that the whole tax base at that time was about 3%, and people found it, quote, untenable that they should be taxed at such a high rate?
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, I mean,
we're paying almost 50%. If you're in an upper financial bracket, you're paying almost 50% in taxes. That's direct taxation.
You know, I live in the state with senior senator Lindsey Graham. I feel like I get taxed without representation because he's not listening to anybody here. He believes he gets elected because of the way he thinks.
Bill, this is exactly what I said earlier. This is the problem here in Arizona as well. We've got McCain, who has turned out to be a total rhino. We've got Jeff Flake, whose name is very apropos. We've got David Schweikert, who my wife actually worked for him on his election campaign, and he has turned. In the beginning, he stood. I will say that for him. He actually stood up and went against the old establishment, and what they did is they threw him off the finance committee. That was his punishment for not standing with the party and standing against a bill that was coming up that was actually a bad bill, and he was right and they were wrong, and they threw him off the finance committee. Then when he got reelected, he hasn't gone against them one single time now. He has become just another turd swimming around in the cesspool of Washington.
That's the thing. That's a whole mistress of power that I believe these, or, you know, I I don't understand why that's important, to be honest with you. I know that they have all these committees and everything, but you could, I mean, look at Alan Grayson out of Florida. Alan Grayson can call, he can get out there and say, Republicans want to get out there and hang seniors by the neck while they're still strapped in their wheelchairs, yeah. And he'll get press. They will show up. They will show up at the press conference to hear Alan talk, no matter what kind of smack he's talking. Any of these guys can do this. For some reason, I see a lot of Democrats getting a lot of press, but that's because of the media. But I mean, a Republican got out there and said, you know, John Boehner, I don't trust him as far as I can throw him, and I definitely don't trust a guy that blubbers every time he talks, and why is he orange? You know, if somebody got out there and said that was a Republican, instead you don't hear that. It's just all about hushed tones, like he's like Voldemort. He will not be named in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
And if I actually thought I stood a scintilla of a chance of getting elected, I would like to be in the House for just one term, just to see how many toes I could step on. Not even just step. I want to stomp them. I want to stomp on them. I want to, I want to get up there and I want to look at Paul Ryan and go, hey, Paul Pelosi, how's it going, man?
Yeah, there you go. I think the biggest problem is not just the people in the Congress or the Senate. I think the biggest problem is the press. The press are supposed to be the watchdog of a democracy. That's why we have the First Amendment, the freedom of speech. They should be able to go to their newspaper or their television or whatever and say, John Boehner said this and Mitch McConnell said that and Nancy Pelosi said the other thing, but in a nonpartisan way. It should and is supposed to be reporting.
Hang on for me. This is the bad part about having you on. I keep forgetting the clock. Okay. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. My guest from Robar Guns is Robbie Barkman on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, the best tactical holster out there. And that's because of its modularity. You can mount one of these things. You can move it around. It's like a chameleon. You want a drop leg, it can be a drop leg. You want it mounted on a belt, there it goes. You want it mounted on your vest, there you can have it. You want it mounted next to your bed, okay. You want it mounted onto the dash of your car, they can do it. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Robar. Robar Guns, the founder of Robar Guns, is Robbie Barkman. And you were out there, you were just getting ready to beat up the media, and then I had to stop you. Please feel free to expand and beat up the media.
Well, Bill, the thing is that the media, the press specifically, are supposed to be the watchdog of a democracy. And they have basically, over the last 70 years, become totally partisan and very, very liberal. There are hardly any organizations in America today that just report. They all take sides and present the story from their point of view. This is wrong. This is not giving the American people information that they need to make a logical and sensible decision about things. That's why so many people, when they do go to the polls, and not enough of them do, they vote by emotion. They don't vote with their brain. They vote with their heart. And they are swayed hugely by what they either see on TV or what they read in the press. And I think if anybody has betrayed the whole concept of America, this freedom of America, it's the press. They have set the precedent. They have allowed the government to become what it has become. We are basically headed towards a tyrannical government. Whichever way you look at it, Obama has totally demonstrated this with all his executive orders. Literally one time Congress has stopped him. And you know, the power to stop him is with the Congress. They actually have the power to do that, but they don't do it. They know that what he's doing is either unconstitutional or illegal, and they just let him go ahead and do it. And I think my wife made a comment one time that the problem is up at the top, everybody's the same. This is one big party. It's not a Republican Party or a Democratic Party. It's just the party. And They are all in cahoots together, and I absolutely believe that.
You know, until when you're talking about them becoming partisan, until the environmentalists shoved climate change to the forefront, I always thought that the Weather Channel was the most accurate nonpartisan reporting agency out there, because they got out there and said, the weather today in Cupertino, California, 79 degrees with a small breeze blowing in off the Pacific coast. Everybody have a good day. Chance of precipitation, 10%. And that was it. That was the news. And, I mean, no agenda with that. No take, no spin, which is what I would love to have. I would love to have it. If you're going to put a spin on it, put both sides of the spin in it. Advocates for gun control say that if there had been background checks, this shooting in Charleston would not have happened. Advocates for Second Amendment say he took a background check, it still happened. What's your point? You know.
Yeah. Just be honest. Just report the news. Stop presenting it with a bias, a liberal bias especially. Just present the truth.
Do you
people
think
in America
most
are not stupid?
Do you think most people that...
They're not stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think most people that vote liberal do it because they actually believe that they're being good without really looking and actually taking in the other side? Because everything that a liberal pushes forward, like climate change, like gun control, like the fairness doctrine as an example, all those things, they always mean that in order for things to be correct the way they see it, that there's got to be a loss of rights, or there's got to be more government control. Do you think they ever take that in, or do you think they like that, maybe? I don't know.
No, I think, again, it comes back to emotion. First of all, they drink the Kool-Aid. They believe everything that the liberal press tells them, and to them, because somebody said it, it must be true. And you and I both know that is absolutely not the truth. These things can... Any point of view can be presented either from a hard left or a hard right angle.
Right.
It's just a matter of semantics, and that's my point, is if the press would get out of the semantics business on the political front and just report the information as it is, America would be a whole lot freer today. We are in the process of a force shift. I mean, we are headed for a loss of a number of our rights. It's been happening steadily, slowly but steadily. It's like a gangrene. It just is spreading and spreading and spreading, just a little bit at a time.
Yeah, but at some point the host has got to know that they've got something rotting on them. And I'm waiting for the host to wake up.
Well, I hope it happens soon.
I think it'll happen in our lifetime. I'm not concerned with it. I hope it happens in my lifetime because I want to play. I want
to
be involved.
You're a young guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what my dad tells me all the time, too, which compared to him, yes, I am. So, yeah,
yes,
yeah. That's right. I'm just a whippersnapper out here in the reeds.
But remember, there is a way to mount an FNFAL on a wheelchair.
Really? Mm.
Sure.
Well, because I have an M14 EVR that I would want to mount. I don't even have a wheelchair. What are we talking about here? I've got a sling. I've got a sling. As we look forward, do you believe that this? I don't believe the country has the desire to be pulled back from this liberal abyss gradually. Everybody says, "Well, you know, we got here gradually. We're going to have to get back." I don't think that desire is in place. I don't know exactly what the desire is. With the Republicans, you know, the Republicans have a moment right now to define themselves, and they're not doing it.
No, they're not.
They're not doing it. So they obviously like the status quo. The Democrats like the status quo as long as they can continue to dig their heels in and drag it a little more left. But nobody seems to get that in order for us to get back just to the center, we're going to have to go hard right for a while.
Well, Bill, change comes in two ways, doesn't it? It either comes through evolution or revolution. So the
right.
Cost of evolution is time, and the cost of revolution is blood. I believe that evolution, while it cannot really be speeded up, the evolutionary path is the better path because it's done through peace and through process. And I think the key here is definitely, in my opinion, the key is educating younger people, because we have got a whole huge generation of young people that are have either become eligible to vote or are going to be, and they know nothing about the Constitution. I had a young lady the other day. We were talking a little bit about the things that made America great, and I happened to mention the free enterprise system. And she had this absolutely blank look on her face, and she said to me, "I'm not familiar with that. What is that?" And I said, "You've got to be kidding me. You don't know what the free enterprise system is." And she said, "No." And I said, "Well, you're a physical therapist, right?" And I said, she said, "Yes." And I said, "You did this by choice. It's what you like doing." She said, "I love it." And I said, "That's part of the free enterprise system. You're providing a service that you want to provide because it fulfills your needs and your dreams, and you're being paid for it. Do you feel you're being paid adequately?" And she said, "Well, yeah, I'm being paid what's normal for my industry." And I said, "Well, that's the free enterprise system. You have the right to actually go out there and start your own physical therapy studio if you wanted to. That's the free enterprise system." Astounding. This girl's 27 years old.
At first I thought you were talking about like a teenager about going to college.
No,
sir. This is somebody with a completed education that is a professional. And she didn't know what the free enterprise
is. 7 years old with a child, married with a child, and she doesn't know what the free enterprise system is.
Okay. I look at America, we're about to run out of time. I look at America like I look at myself. I knew leading up to my heart attack that I needed to do something, and yet I did nothing, and I almost had to die to get things corrected.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at America saying, "Oh, I see a lot of comparison to this." We will do this again, sir. I know that we're going to have Freddie on next week. Freddie's going to talk about Robar.
Great.
Robbie awesome. doesn't like to talk about Robar. He likes to talk about the country because he's in it up to his eyebrows, and that's what
There'd be no Robar if there wasn't America.
There you go. So thank you very much for joining me, sir. Once again, you brought it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. You take care, and God bless.
Roger that. Stay safe. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition, and we're going to talk about some more of this political fallout. I just saw where NASCAR has approved taking down the Confederate flag. Oh, I'm so glad. That makes a big difference. We're going to do this again in 22 hours. And between now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.